Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Thursday's Good Old Rock and Roll to Soothe Your Soul show. And we're going to head on. I am trying to do something else at the same time. So hang with me, and we're going to listen to Mel McDaniel do Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On.
Like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just come natural. girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. But she don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Baby's got her blue jeans on, so you better be careful when you're walking down the street and you see that sight. Anyway, we're going to hear the Young Rascals doing Good Lovin'. You need
one,
some of that.
One, two, three. Good love. Good love. Good love.
By the Young Rascals. And now we're going to have some Elvis. And I know you guys absolutely hate that, but too bad. I'm going to do it anyway. A Mess of Blues by Elvis.
I just got your letter, babe. Too bad you can't come home. I swear. Oh, I got a mess.
Coming up in a few minutes. But right now, Little River Band. Little River Band's going to sing Lady.
Look around you. Look up here. Take time to make time to be there. Look around. Be a part. Feel for the winter, but don't have a cold heart. And I love you best. You're not like the rest. You're there when I need you. You're there when I need. I'm gonna need you. A long time ago I had a lady to I love you best. You're not like the rest. You're there when I need you. You're there when I need. I'm gonna need you.
So lady, let me take a look at you now. You're there on the dance floor, making me want you so.
There we go, Little River Band doing Lady. You know, that's awesome. How about Tony Orlando and Dawn? Orlando and Dawn. That's hard to say. And Knock Three Times on the Ceiling, If You Want Me. Remember that, guys. knock three times on the ceiling. You know? Hey, he'll be listening. Just do it. See what happens. You might, well, it could be a good surprise and it could be a not so good surprise. You never know. But give it a shot. What have you got to lose, right? Besides answering the door and saying, oh no, go away. Which could happen. So you gotta be careful with that stuff. Knocking on the ceiling could get you in trouble. Anyway, I've got I've got a song I'm looking for and I ain't finding. And I'm going to do it when I can take a little more time and actually locate it because it was a request from Brandon. Ah, here it is. Here it is. Okay. This is awesome. So, Brandon, I hope you're listening because I can't check the chats right now. I'm on the phone. This is by Alana Miles. Oh, I've always loved this song. First time I heard it, I figured out who it was about. See if you can do it too. Maybe you already know. Alana Miles singing Black Velvet. And those little girls smile.
Drive spell, Jimmy Rogers on the lick.
Okay, guys, Black Velvet. Don't you just love that song? I love that song from the first time I heard that, and that was back in, I don't know, 80-something, whatever. Was it 90s? It was the 90s up in Priest Lake, Idaho. So anyway, not that that matters at all, but I'm going to go the Lena Rockers now, and we're going to completely change horses right in midstream, the Boogie Woogie Queen. Forgive me. I did have some business I needed to take care of, so that's all done now.
No worries, Jenny.
Anne's with me, and Shauna? Well, maybe Shauna couldn't stay. Oh. Okay, that's fine. And Susan?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
You can?
Hello. Yeah.
Hello, it's Sue.
Hi. I can't hear you. Yes. Is that awesome?
Oh, excuse me.
For a change, I can hear you. Yes.
Well, for a change, you can use me. Well, all right. I'm here for your use. So now I want to hear some soul music.
Oh, soul today.
I need something to rock my soul.
Oh, you want to rock?
You're doing
yourself.
Good. These are some good ones you've been playing.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. How about, well, this one won't rock your soul, but you know what? It's a request. So
okay.
I think we want to do this. It's a request from John, and it was one of my favorites when I was about 6 years old. I love this song. It's by the Fendermen, and it's called Mule Skinner Blues.
Oh, my goodness.
Good morning, Captain.
Yeah.
Well, good morning to you. Ha, 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 ha. Do you need another Mule Skinner? Down on your new mud run.
Ha, ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha. Hey, hey, hey.
Of that too, so hers is kind of cool, just a lot higher. So that's what we got with that one. I know that that wasn't exactly rock and roll or soul or boogie, but it'll get you moving.
No, but it was good.
It was lovely.
Yes.
It made me smile listening to that.
Yes, yes. It always made me feel good when I heard that when I was a kid. And like I said, it was my favorite. Like when I was 6 years old, I used to just love that. I would sit in front of the radio. Mama had it on, and just please let him play that. Please let him play that.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know about calling the radio station back then. But, you know. That was a good one. And we have another good one from John. Yeah. We have another good one from John coming up later. The Wayward Wind by Frank Isaacs.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
right. Oh,
so, yeah.
John.
Yes.
Yeah,
we played that a little. That was another one of my favorites. And
yes.
They had, that was
that
on
was
a movie.
Movie.
Yes.
That
what movie was
movie.
That?
Yes. What was that lady's name that played in that movie?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I don't remember, but I know it was in a movie. I remember hearing it in a movie. Was it Gogi Grant sang that originally? But, wow. See, and when I think of that and I think movie, what comes into my mind is they called the wind Mariah, and that was Paint Your Wagon.
Yes.
That dude had a voice. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I watched that movie just so I can hear that song.
Well, excuse me for making noise. Hear them. It's beer 30, and I'm fixing myself a beer.
Well, you go right ahead, Honey Pie. I'll just mute you if you say too much. So if you all of a sudden can't hear nothing, or you can hear, but I, whatever, it'll sound different.
Well,
okay.
Like lightly, everybody's hooked on vocals.
I'm going to play something, and it's going to be a repeat from a couple weeks ago, simply because it's the only Bob Seger that I actually have in the library at this point in time. And this is for Jim. So here you go, Jim, honey. Enjoy. Old-time rock and roll. You'll like this one, Sue.
Okay.
Okay, Detroit, you can sing along with this one if you want to.
Seeger and the Silver Bullet Band, Old Time Rock and Roll. They're good. I like almost everything they do. Some of it I'm not familiar with, but it's great. If you ever get a chance to listen to a little more of their stuff, I'll probably be playing it because that band is one of Jim's favorites, and he's a new listener, so you kind of want to get him hooked while you can, you know?
That's great.
Yeah. Well, that's my outlook
that
anyway.
In that movie, too. That was cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that cool, though?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, it was. And another one that was in a movie was, you guys all remember Top Gun?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
God, yes.
Oh,
did.
How can you not remember Top Gun? Exactly.
How could you not?
There was the guy who played the co-pilot on Top Gun.
Yeah.
One night when his wife came in to visit and they were in the bar, and he sat down at the piano and did Great Balls of Fire. He did a good job.
That's right.
I thought he did a good job. Yeah. So that's another one I always think of when I start thinking of movies that have these popular songs and these Rocky songs. I think of that one.
Jenny, have you ever watched The Nanny?
Watch what, honey?
The Nanny.
Yes.
Do you remember that one episode when? Remember that one episode where what do you call him? I can't even think of his name. The houseboy, cook,
the butler,
chef, whatever.
Yeah, the butler.
The butler. I couldn't think of his name. Anyway, remember, everyone was out of town, and he decides to do that song too. And he's in his underwear and a long dress shirt, and the girl that always is teasing in there, she walked in, and he was doing that, and he turned around, and there she was standing at the door, and he says, "You know, now I'm gonna have to kill you."
Nice.
Oh, I have felt
good
that way.
Good series, that one.
Yeah.
You did a good job, though.
Yes. I understand that sentiment. I'm going to do Brandon's other request now. And he always comes up with things that, you know, some of his stuff I don't play because I just can't handle it. Most of it I do because it's good stuff. And then he comes up with some originals that you listen to and you go, oh, I know why I haven't ever heard that before. It's an original song. But, hey, you know, it's good, so I'll put it on. And one of his favorite people to give me songs from is Joe Berry. And he does original songs as well as Elvis songs. So, you know, but he's good. So it's fine. He's good. And Brandon sent me a song called Graceland's Empty. So let's give a listen to that. It's interesting.
There's a jungle in the back where you once sang about bittersweet tears and broken dreams. I can still hear the sound that echoed through the pain of a TV screen. Upstairs or in the den, run and hide, I count to ten. Graceland's empty. There's a diamond ring of yours sitting on the drawers beside your bed, where you once laid your head. I can still hear the sound of your footsteps walking round as you pass by. Why is there a tear in your eye? Are you upstairs or in the den? Run and hide, I'll count to ten. Dinner's on the table, the food is getting cold. In the corner, a piano made of gold.
Joe Varvari is a very talented guy, you know, and most of his stuff is really kind of awesome, and I like that. That's just kind of a mellow song, but the sentiments are all there. Now, if Elvis isn't there, it's empty. It don't matter where you are in that house. It don't matter how many other people are there. Elvis isn't there, so Graceland's empty. That's how I look at it, at any rate. And I'll never go there. You know, okay. I don't have to. It's not a necessary thing to my well-being in life. So, so I just don't have.
That's
I don't
a
have
good.
To
that's
attention.
A good one, Jenny. No,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
not there.
Yeah, you know, mm. and the thing is that's how I look at. When relatives I'm not really close to leave this earth, I actually said this to myself when my grandmother died, because my grandmother had dementia, which is just a form of Alzheimer's. I don't know why they try to differentiate. It's the same thing. But she knew nobody by the time she died. We were all people from her childhood, her sisters that had passed before. You know, we had all kind of degenerated into that realm, but in her mind that was important, so it was okay. But you know, it was so hard to watch. And so when relatives pass that I haven't seen for years and years and years, even if I was close to them when I was a child, which most of them I was, or like mm-hmm. when my grandma died, I do that. I tell myself, I say, okay, what difference does it make to your daily life now that she's gone? Mm-hmm. And the answer has to be absolutely none. The difference comes in those special times when I would want to call her to just talk. Mm-hmm. Or when I would go to Spokane for vacation and I would want to drive down to Pullman to visit for a couple of days, and she's not there anymore. I can't do that anymore.
That's hard. That's really hard.
I guess. That's what I miss. Yes, that's what I miss.
You know, I did something about a month and a half ago that I had not done in so many years, but my parents had a very nice place that had the horses and all to go with it, and they lived there for quite some time. And of course, they're deceased now, and such a beautiful place and so many good memories. I drove down that road and had just to see the house, you know.
And boy, did it bring back a lot of memories, Kenny. I left it.
Oh, I know.
Tears, so but it's
going
like that
someplace. Someplace that you used
but,
to spend
you know,
a lot of time and you're not there for a while.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
different,
but,
isn't it?
You know, you do miss those times, you know. And
yes.
I remember
yes.
walking in that door so many times and everybody being there and them having the company that they had and, you know, the functions that went on.
Yes.
There are a lot of good times to be had in that house.
Yeah. And my thing is, when I have really thoroughly enjoyed living somewhere and I don't live there anymore, obviously, or places I spent a lot of my childhood in, like my grandma's
mm-hmm.
house, well, that's burned down, so don't have to worry about that one. I don't even know where to find the trailer park she used to live in. I have no idea. I know where the farm is, and you can't avoid that. You have to go past the farm if you go to Pullman or Moscow from Spokane. And,
yeah.
well, if you go the front way. If you go the back way, you don't, but you know, who takes the back way? Anyway, I have just learned to not go by those places if I can avoid them, simply because they've changed so much that it's the same place. And you don't want, well, I don't want that new image to take the place of any of my memories. You know?
No,
I don't want
no,
that image
no,
there.
No.
The place in Rathdrum where I lived when I raised shelties for a little while, we had 5 acres there, and it was woods, and it was beautiful. I had a big yard. Loved mowing that grass. But I went by there about 5 years later. They changed the name of the road. They changed the yard. They tore down our house and built a new big house at the back of the backyard. And it just, there was nothing familiar there. So it's
mm-hmm.
like, okay, don't go by your old places anymore, honey, because they're not
yeah,
going to be the same.
Yeah, I know. It, you know what? It really hurt me on that. Was when I
yeah, it makes
it.
Your heart. It makes your heart hurt. It makes your heart hurt. And I don't need it for that.
What,
I got enough of that in my life.
Really, yeah. What really hurt me on it was to know that the people that purchased that home let it go down so badly. And my stepfather
oh,
was just...
That's,
you know, he was
that's
OCD,
part of what I'm talking
it was
about.
Immaculate with the white fences and, you know, everything
but, you
just
know,
in its place. And,
whatever,
and, it,
whatever
and it
changes
wasn't the
they
same
make
place.
Or whatever changes they make or whatever they do not or do keep up, you can't do anything about. It's totally up to them, and that's the part that hurts. You can't go up and say, hey,
oh, I know,
you
know
this,
I know,
you
because
do that. You got no control. So that falls under that... the wisdom to know the difference for things you cannot change. And that
exactly.
falls under, you can't change it. You can't affect it. You can't do anything about it. And I think that's the hardest thing to accept. So, yeah. Well, it's time for another song. So, let's head for
okay.
Chuck Berry.
Okay, song time.
We like Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry's fun. Oh, yeah, he's fun. Oh, I went and muted myself too early. We're going to listen to Chuck Berry do one that I really don't remember ever hearing it, but I found it. 30 Days to Come Back. So let's see what it's all about.
I'm going to give you 30 days to get back home. I done called up a gypsy woman on the telephone. Send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see that you be back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days. Oh, 30 days. Baby, I'ma see that you be back home in 30 days. Well, she gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna see that you be back home in 30 days. And I talked to the judge in private early this morning. And he took me to the sheriff's office to sign a warrant. They won't put a cross charge again you, but that'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna see that you be back home in 30 days. Oh, 30 days. Oh, 30 days. I'm gonna see that you be back home in 30 days. Yeah, we're gonna put a cross charge again you, that'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna see that you be back home in 30 days. take it to the FBI and put some grub. If you don't give me no consolation, I'm going to take it to the United Nations. I'm going to see that you be back home.
Off quick, didn't it? I was expecting that, but yeah, I hadn't heard that one before, and I thought, hey, a Chuck Berry I haven't heard, why not? It's always nice to play familiar artists and to catch some songs that didn't get airplay or not much airplay. This was probably on one of his albums and was not the main focus of songs that they promoted from it. So, hey, we know we just gave him another play. That's all right. Yeah. We like that. That's okay. We can do that.
Why not?
I've got a song from Journey. And nobody requested it. I just happened to like it.
Good.
I used to I used to drive down the highway singing this song. I've got this on a 70s CD, yeah. Hits of the 70s. And I would drive down the highway singing this song, and then I would hit replay and sing it over again. And I love this song. And it Journey singing Any Way You Want It. So, honey, take it to the back, count on it.
Sounds good.
Any way you want it, sugar. Any way you want it.
Any way you want it, the way you need it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Any way you want it. Have you ever tried that line? Have you ever tried that line?
Well, you know, I've never thought about that, Jenny. But
mixed reaction.
I may have to come
mixed
up
reaction.
And use that someday.
Mixed reaction. You gotta, yeah.
I've been somewhat shy and bashful throughout my life.
Oh, honey.
You know,
you never know as you get older
what you might do.
You got to get over it because it's such a waste of time.
Yeah, just get over it.
It is such a waste of time.
Have fun.
Yes. Yes.
That's right.
And that means don't be shy. Because if you're shy, you're just standing outside the group or against the wall, and you're not having a good time because all you want to do is leave or disappear into the ground. Been there, done that, believe it or not. Hard to believe now, I know.
True. Yeah.
That's so true. But anyway, it's fun to have fun, and let's just have a good happy hour.
Yes. Yes, yes.
That's
well,
true.
I promised you a little while ago, I promised you Frank Ifield singing The Wayward Wind. And this was a request from John. So he always gives me good stuff. Sometimes it's a little off the wall, but it's usually good. There's only been, like, I think two that were like, okay, am I going to play this? This is weird.
You know, the reason I probably remember that song, Jenny? I went to the movie with my parents to see that movie, and I mean, that was the first time I'd ever heard that song, and I probably wasn't, but maybe 6-7 years old.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Very
cool.
Yeah, that's
cool.
The reason I remember the title, even. But I can't remember the lady that was in the movie.
I don't remember either. I really don't.
You have to look it up. It'll drive you mad otherwise.
Yeah. Google it, honey. Google it.
Yeah.
You know how that works.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll do that in a minute. My phone probably shut off here in a minute. I don't have my timer on it.
Well, let's go with Frank Ifield and The Wayward Wind in the meantime. So here you are, folks. And
thank
you.
Oh, the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. My younger days, and I guess the sound of the outward bound made me a slave to my wandering ways. On the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. I tried my best to settle down. She's now alone with a broken heart. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns. The wayward wind.
Oh, yeah. He did such a good job on all the songs that he pulled in.
Yeah.
I like listening to him. He has, it's his own style. He doesn't copy anybody. He just does his thing. And it's like, Frank Ifield, who's that? But then John started sending me his songs. And I've heard probably, oh gosh, not too many of them, maybe four of the songs that he has done.
Yeah.
But I like him.
Yeah,
I like his style. Yeah, he's more of a...
Jenny. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Oh, you couldn't find a Wayward Wind movie?
No, I found. I thought of it while I was looking for it. I couldn't find the actress and actresses in it. Susan Hayward.
Really?
Wow.
I would not have expected her to be in a movie like that. She was
I'm pretty sure I'm correct on that because I always thought she was so pretty even when I was so young. And,
short, dark hair?
Yes.
Okay, because she always had short, dark hair. She had a nice figure. Very nice figure.
Right, actress.
I would be like Susan Hayward. Oh, yeah. You know, turned out good.
Oh, she was hot in her time.
Oh, yeah.
She was really hot in her time,
Oh, yes. And she was in another movie that she was wrongly accused of murdering someone. And they got her in the cell, and she had her daughter's doll with her and everything. And the most dramatic part of the movie for me was at the end when they dressed her with the heart monitor and everything before taking her in to electrocute her. It was a very, very emotional movie, but I remember she was so awesome in that role that it
I vaguely
never
remember
left
it.
My mind.
I can't think of the name of it.
It just never left
I'll
my mind.
I'll have to check that too. Things like that bother me until I get the answer.
I just can't forget that particular. I don't remember the whole movie, but I remember the ending of it because I cried. So. Yes, I do cry at movies. That's just what I do. So
I do. I do too.
I won't watch Old Yeller anymore. I saw Old Yeller twice and just bawled my eyes out both times. I won't watch that movie anymore. Or The Yearling.
That one's a heartbreaker. Yeah,
you could put a plant under my chin and I could water it for a week when I watched The Yearling. Oh, my
I'm sorry.
Gosh. Just awful. But you know what? That's what makes some good movies.
Okay. Young and Willing, Stolen Hours.
Say what, honey?
Stolen Hours, is that the name of it?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you because I simply do not remember. I don't remember. But, it's a very poignant ending on that.
I'll figure it out later. I'll send it to you when I find it.
There you go. Okay, cool. I've got a song now just because I think it's fun. I was in a boogie-woogie mood the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Were you?
You know how I get. This is kind of a leftover from the boogie-woogie mood, and it's Danny Rockabilly and his clan. So there you go, folks. And the song is called Dirty Baby.
Baby, don't
whatever they're doing at the end. We really don't need to know or want to know. You know?
That was weird, Jenny, at the end. Wow.
Yeah, they get some weird stuff on there. It's like, well, you know, at the beginning,
yeah,
that's the sound of them putting a cassette in a cassette player. So
yeah,
that was a while ago, kids. And then at the end, I'm sure it was something like a video game or a pinball machine or something like that. Mm. So it goes with the theme, but we didn't need to go there. We didn't need to do that. It's all right. It's all right. It won't do that. We'll forget that that was even there. Not a problem. We can forget about that.
Oh, yes.
Hey, guys. How about some poke salad?
Oh, yes.
Have any of you guys ever had poke salad? I know Shauna has. But
no,
have any
I have.
Ever, poke salad?
I have. Oh, my mother could teach that. Oh, yes, she could.
I wouldn't even know if you could get it in the UK, Jenny.
Probably not, because it's not hot enough.
You got that right. Wow.
And in the Pacific Northwest, we had something that we called poke salad. I think it was a related plant, but not the same. It looks kind of like a beet leaf, but it's what is it actually? I forget what it actually is. Plantain or something? No, that's a banana. Anyway, never mind. It doesn't matter. But I used to go out in my backyard and pick a bunch of that and cook that up and put butter on it.
Jenny, is that not poison if it's not cooked correctly?
Oh, got me. I used to go out and pick it raw and eat it, so I hope not.
Well, it didn't bother you, huh? But I thought there was something
in that if it's not cooked correctly.
It could
be
deadly.
I was,
maybe I'm wrong.
Up there in Spokane, well, North Idaho, actually, it was across the border from Spokane, we called it pigweed. Because if you had free-range pigs, they loved to go out and eat that stuff. So we called it pigweed. But it looked like a beet leaf. I was never told it was poisonous, so I used to eat it raw as well while I was mowing the lawn and stuff because it had a tang. It was tangy. I used to love this stuff and pick it and cook it up. And of course, I eat beet greens too. So, you know, a little weird, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah. You know, greens are really good if they're cooked correctly too. And my mother used to cook those so well. And she used to put a little bit of vinegar in hers.
Yes. Oh. We did that with spinach. You know, whether we ate it raw or whether mama cooked it, we put a little bit of vinegar and butter on it. But you got to do the butter while it's hot, or it just coagulates. That's gross.
That's true.
But, yeah, we had, and then some salt and pepper. I used to love spinach that way. Now I prefer it raw. I like raw spinach. So, and I've done away with the vinegar.
Right.
If I cook it, I just put butter on it, butter and salt and pepper.
Yeah,
so,
I love spinach salad.
You can taste it. If you don't smother it in vinegar, you can taste it, and that's what I like. But yeah, I like my beet greens. There really isn't much else of the greens that I ate regularly, but I like the beet greens. Chard, Swiss chard is good. And they have purple chard too. So. But all that stuff is great, and I like it. But I remember going out in my backyard. Now, I was an adult. You know, I was in my 30s, going out in the backyard, picking a mess of pigweed, and I'd cook it down. I was the only one that would eat. I mean, you know, I had a 2-year-old son. He not having any of that, and I didn't want to fight with him, so I didn't make him eat it. And, you know, my ex-husband, nothing green. Nothing green. Didn't matter. Nothing green.
Really?
Didn't happen. So I just picked it and fixed it for me. And it was great. I liked it. So so anyway, Elvis.
Yes.
How did I... Oh, poke salad. Yeah, okay. I'm going, how did I get on that? Yeah, poke salad. Okay, we're going to play poke salad.
Coming up. All right.
Yeah, Elvis is going to do poke salad Annie.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Great, kid.
Thank you.
Boy, he did some movement with the...
Oh, it's the good one, yes.
Hope so.
But you can't see the...
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields, and it looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Anyway, that's poke salad. A girl lived down there, and she'd go out in the evenings and she'd march a little bit. Of it. Don't make any sense, does it? Figure a mess of what? Carry it home and cook it for supper. That's about all they had to eat.
Out of my own. just got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on the chain. Yo! The suffering little
for joining me, Anne and Sue and Susan. And Susan's bopped back and forth, I think, three times, but she's here, and that's what counts. Thank you so much. Thank you, people in the chats. You keep it lively. I like that. It keeps my brain working. I like it. And again, I apologize for the beginning not being able to be with you, but I was taking care of stuff, and that's how it goes. I'm going to be trying to buy a house and get out of 374 square feet, which is pressing on me like walls closing in to squash you. And I'm tired of it. So when I look at a house, that's what that was all about. So, hey, thank you all of my friends and family who joined in to listen. I really appreciate you. And I know that my cousin Dan and his wife Pat are listening. Maybe Cal is listening. Mindy. My daughter-in-law, Jennifer, my daughter, Carla. There are so many people out there that I send invites to, and I know a lot of them do listen. It's wonderful. So, bye, all. See you soon.